We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and for the final segment of our show, we're going to talk about an event that's coming up next week, a very important event for the Red Cross, and it's called Battle of the Badges. We have a couple guests joining us here right now. We may get a few more here trickle in just a moment. Christy Ingalls is one of our guests, and she is an account manager with the Red Cross locally here. Christy, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, thanks for being here. And from the Riley County Police Department, we have Director Dennis Butler joining us as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon and Christy.
It's nice to see you again. And we are waiting, possibly talking to some folks from the Fire Department and Riley County EMS, because this is an event that all of these agencies are involved with here at St. Thomas More Church. And Christy, why don't you tell us what's going on?
Sure. Yeah, definitely. It's our 18th annual Battle of the Badges in Manhattan. We started this the year I started with the American Red Cross, if that ages me a little bit. It's a really fun event. We have it coming up next Monday, July 19th from 11:30 to 6:30. And then on Tuesday, July 20th from 7:30 to 1:30, we'll be at St. Thomas More. That's 2900 Kimball Avenue. We are giving away free Battle of the Badges t-shirts to everyone who comes in to donate. And then another fun prize that we've got going on this summer is two. Right now we're doing $10 Amazon e-gift cards. So you'll get that via email after you donate. And then on top of that, we have a drawing for free gas for a year, and we're giving that away to three different people. So lots of really great giveaways right now and just a real need for blood.
Free gas, that's probably the best incentive of all. I saw gas prices are up to $3.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's cool. We've got Director Butler. Riley County Police Department's been a part of this for quite a while. To talk about the importance to your department here.
Well, the priority, of course, is raising blood for the community or collecting blood for the community. You know, throughout the pandemic, I've read repeatedly about how low the stockpile is of blood. And, you know, it's easily understandable why that was happening. So I know the Red Cross really relies on events like this to help bolster the supply. And I'm glad we do this Battle of the Badges each year with Fire and EMS. It's a friendly rivalry, and it's for a good cause and issues like this. Really doesn't matter who wins as long as it's the police department, but as long as we raise a lot of, if we collect a lot of blood, that's really what matters, and we are just really excited to participate.
We have some folks on from the Riley County EMS who may disagree with that sentiment there. Who are we talking to here from EMS?
It's Josh Gehring, Assistant Director. I'm James Marcel, paramedic with Riley County EMS.
Well, welcome to both of you. Talk about your involvement here with this event.
We've had a pretty active involvement in this event in the past years, and we hope to do so again this year. As Director Butler had mentioned, our blood supplies are short, especially with the COVID-19 pandemic. Definitely made a dent in some of our blood reserves, and some of that blood has a little different application and meaning now than it used to as far as screening for COVID-19 and antibodies and stuff like that. So, you know, we would just like to probably echo what Director Butler said. It's a friendly competition. We love doing it. It doesn't really matter who wins as long as it's Riley County EMS. And I would almost go further to say as long as it's not Manhattan Fire, you know, we'll be content with that. But anybody who can and is able to get out and donate during the Battle of the Badges, it would certainly be appreciated.
I think the we always say, the real winners are the people that are going to be receiving these donations on the other end someday. What a neat gift that is, and what a neat thing to be a part of. The trophy looks fantastic at our station, but we're just excited to be a part of something like this that has the potential to positively impact so many people.
All right. Well, good to hear, and we're getting some lightning here, so I'm hearing it in my headphones. You guys probably can't hear it, but the fire department is a part of this as well. We don't have anyone joining us here right now. They're probably busy.
They're not. They're not. Nope.
But you know, it is a great partnership nonetheless, and it's fun to kind of throw shade at everybody here. And
it is.
You guys obviously get a kick out of this.
It's the only time we can do it in good fun and get away with it. So, yeah it's a good opportunity.
But, Christy, talk about appointments. Are they filling up fast right now?
Right now, we have probably a little over 100 spots open. This is one of our largest drives in the community every year. We have right now, our goal is to get 285 pints of blood. And so, a first day is filling up. The second day still has quite a few spots to fill in. So really want to encourage people to make that appointment. You can do so by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. Or you can go to our website, which is redcrossblood.org, or I would really highly encourage people just to get that app. The Red Cross Blood Donor app will have all of the information that they need as far as their blood donor card. It tells where their blood went. It's just got a lot of really cool information, their blood type. So definitely something to check out as well.
I always know there's a need for a type O blood. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, we currently have less than a half day supply of type O. O positive is the most transfused blood type. And then our O negative is universal. And so that's when our friends in EMS, Riley County Police Department, and the fire department, when they get to those calls, those are the things that we want, that blood right there on the shelf for those accidents, for anything where someone's going to be needing blood. Because when you don't have the time to type that blood, they can give O negative to anyone. And so it's really important that we have that O negative blood right there on the shelf, ready to go, so that that way they can help those in need and not have to worry about cross typing. So definitely important to have that. And again, that's really a scary number. I don't know that I've ever really experienced less than a half day supply in my 18 years with the Red Cross. We have seen, as they were speaking about earlier, the shortages with the COVID pandemic, people are getting back to their lives and getting back and having surgeries. And so we're just seeing so many people who, you know, have kind of put off some of those really, you know, we say they're elective, but, you know, those aren't quite elective necessarily to those people who need it. And so people are back getting those surgeries. And so we're seeing just a real shortage of that blood. And some of those surgeries are having to be put on hold now. So we just want to make sure that that blood's there for them.
All right. Absolutely. And again, the timing of this is, it's a good time for it. You got 2 days and it really long hours here. So just about anybody can get out there and donate.
Right. And, you know, we have, during the pandemic, we've said no walk-ins. Right now, basically where we're at is, if you come in and we're not busy, we can get you in. If you come in and we are busy, we'll just ask you to come back during one of these openings. So still, again, I would just highly encourage that appointment so that that way you're not coming back, you know, just make it convenient for yourself. You can get in and out a lot quicker when you've got that appointment.
All right. I know that in going to these events in the past, I've seen, you know, members of the different departments out there holding the door. They might have different ways to sway voters. So what are you guys be doing out there for EMS?
We're just going to try to keep the fire department from cheating. we're happy to open doors. We're happy to share a friendly smile. And yeah, like Christy said, I don't have the words to articulate how meaningful of a donation this is. It's a really neat thing to be a part of. You know, a lot of us are involved in a lot of different type of charitable events and stuff. And I'm not sure I can think of one off the top of my head that has such a direct and acute impact on someone in this community. And I think it's really neat. That is a scary number, you know. So let's get out there and let's get those shelves stocked up again so that the people in our community can, you know, get that life-saving donation that they're going
to
need.
Yeah, and I think it's important to reinforce what Christy said, that, you know, a lot of this blood isn't necessarily always used in an emergency setting, you know, for a patient that we may encounter and end up bringing into the hospital who needs a life-saving transfusion. But they're also, it's important for your routine surgeries. They have to have that on hand. So the blood isn't just for that really bad accident or somebody who's very sick. It's also just for routine scheduled procedures. And those things can be affected by a shortage of blood. So, you know, as Josh said, it's immediately impactful. It's really easy to get in to donate. I would also suggest using the app, Android or Apple products, both support the app. A lot of cooler, fun things you can kind of look at and track on the app. But yeah, like Josh said, it's a great experience for us. It's a great event for us. And it's incredibly meaningful every year when we beat when we beat RCPD or MFD. We really like to be home.
Brandon, if I could add one more thing, I can't top what Josh James just said, but I'd like to throw out a challenge to your listeners. If you have never donated before, if you've been on the fence and you would be a first-time donator, this is the time to take that leap of faith and try to help your community. We need it more now than ever. And I remember the first time I donated, I had some anxiety and hesitancy, but after I did it the first time, I was mad at myself for not doing it sooner. So that's my challenge to your listeners, is to come out and help this first time. We've got plenty of space and we need you.
Well said.
Yeah, I don't know if it could be said any better. And when you do, remember to vote for Riley County EMS. As motivational as Director Butler's encouragement was, go ahead and put EMS on that form and we'll make sure the trophy gets where it belongs.
Good luck, guys.
Well, absolutely. And I see we have the fire department here. They're in the waiting room, but we're out of time here. So,
shocker.
Unfortunately. But get out and donate here. Again, it's Monday and Tuesday, St. Thomas More Church, great location. And you can sign up for an appointment at redcross.org and redcrossblood.org. Is that right, Christy?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Redcrossblood.org.
All right. Well, Christy and James and Josh, Dennis Butler, thank you guys all for being here today.
Thanks for having us, Brandon.
Thank you. Good to see you guys.
It's going to wrap up our show here today. We'll have K-State Research and Extension on tomorrow. We'll also talk Senior Center, and Brian McNulty will join us from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Well, coming up next is the Ken Coleman Show, followed by Dave Ramsey, the game from 4 to 6. Dan Patrick before that. That and more on the other side of CBS News. Good morning. It's 10 a.m. on News Radio KMAN.